This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And for today's edition of House Guest, we welcome back to the awesome morning show, Rob Tiger. Rob, no stranger to those of you who listen regularly. Rob, nice to have you with us again. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
Rob, tell us a little bit about your role in relation to Dunedin Community House.
Well, I'm executive officer of Dunedin Community House. I work for an organisation that's a contract to manage Dunedin Community House. So that team are responsible for every aspect of Dunedin Community House other than the governance. So we get direction from the board, who are elected by the membership, and we get on with delivering what's there. So that's everything from making sure that we've got a cleaner to come in to looking at the longer-term future and the financial viability of the organisation.
Community houses up and down the country, they look different wherever you go. And what's the unique characteristic of Dunedin Community House, would you say?
One of the things is how long we've been around. We've been around for a quarter century now. And so that's given a flavour to what we do. It's allowed us to sort of mature in understanding of how we behave. It's created a culture that is sort of self-perpetuating. So age is one of the things that makes us different. We're Dunedin, and one of the things that in talking to other community houses, recognise that someone like Alex, they'll have some people who are there the whole time, but the majority of people visit, and quite a few of them visit from Dunedin Community House, whereas we are quite a solid, we're here. And the vast majority of the people who work here and the organisations that deliver from here are Dunedin-based. And we get visitors because we get some national visitors coming down and stuff. But that's one of the differences. And you'll see that in the big cities, it tends to be the people who are there. And then in more rural places, it's more fluid. People come in for a day a month or however frequently.
So here at Dunedin Community House, what we're talking about is a group of organisations across three floors in 43 Princess Street. Mm-hmm. And some of those are regular tenants.
Yep.
Some of those, like Otago Access Radio or FM.
Yep.
You'll find us here during business hours every day of the working week. And you've got a number of other organisations. How many are tenants at the moment?
24.
There you go.
We just got a new tenant. And so I had to do the sums in my head. Otipote Community Wellness Hub moved in last week.
Nice to have them as part of the family. Mm. And I don't say that lightly. There is very much a family of organisations, and that works in a number of different ways. You're obviously able to kind of look at this from kind of a global perspective. When you think about how the agencies within Dunedin Community House interact, what do you see going on?
I see it at multiple levels. So some of it is simply, and I learned a fancy word for it, propinquity, like being near other people. It allows opportunity. It's how opportunities are found. So simply by being in the Kahini, making your coffee at the same time as someone else comes in, and you form a relationship. And you find out more about what's happening. And so there's just a sort of friendliness level. But then it's just very easy to do referrals, to work more closely together, to get the answer to the question you need. You can pop next door or up a floor and just go and ask the question. And so if you're wondering, oh, I've got this client who needs, you know the person, they're familiar with you, you can just go get the answer, and so you can deliver better. And those relationships allow you to build. The number of people that I've talked to have said, go to Access Radio because, what you're talking about, a podcast would be fantastic, or, an interview like this one on the morning radio. And so we're able to form bonds really easily and quickly, and we can have confidence in what we talk about with other people. So, and some of it's really quite simple. It's, I know they don't work today. So you're not sending people in wild goose chases. You're helping them to actually form better relationships more effectively themselves for third parties as well as yourself.
Now, Rob, you've alluded to this earlier, but organisations and individuals work in all sorts of different ways. ORFM here, we're here during the working week, a full presence, staff on board, visitors all the time. But not every organisation works that way. Dunedin Community House very much allows for that and encourages that. Tell us about the ways that happens.
Well, one of the ways is simply you can book a room for as long as you need, or you can put a hot desk for as long as you need. So if you only work a day a week, you can book your desk for a day a week. And so you don't need to pay for all the infrastructure that's required. You can turn up with your laptop. You've got your screens. You've got your Wi-Fi. You've got everything available to you for a short period, a long period. And so we have organizations that just use hot desks and use meeting rooms when they need them. And then we've got organizations that share a room. So they both get leases on the room. So they both solid there, but they both use the same space. And of course, people work from home and from here, and they float around. And so our job really is to make it as flexible as possible. If you're a tenant here, you've got 24/7 access to all of the facilities that are here. And so you can be flexible in how you work. And if that's in an evening or weekend, that's absolutely fine. It's all available for you whenever you need it.
You mentioned meeting rooms. Tell us about what the options are there.
Yeah, we've got six of them now. So the largest one holds up to about 45 or more. Well, it can hold far more than 45, but 45 is our capacity. Then we've got a couple of what we call interview rooms, which are smaller rooms suitable for a meeting of 2, 3, 4 people, or just a Zoom with you. And then we've got a couple of mid-size meeting rooms, one of which, a board meeting of 8, absolutely perfect. And then another, which is 33 square metres. It's a good size, 20-odd people can fit in it. And they're all priced accordingly, and they're all extremely good value. And non-profits get a huge discount on their bookings as well. They all come with large screens, foldable tables, stackable chairs. So if you need an open space, everything can go to the side. If you need tables, they're there, and you can set them up however you like. So we see audiences, and we see classrooms, and we see dancing, but they all happen in the same room.
Yeah, you touched on technology. When you book a meeting, you want to make sure that that's reliable. Just remind us what you've got in place and available to people for technology.
So each screen is an HDMI connector, because we find that that's the standard one. We do have adapters on site for when someone turns up with something esoteric, but so we've got screens with HDMI, and each has a Chromecast as well that you can cast your screen to if that's easier. And we also have some really good quality VC equipment that you can hire as well. That's very, very cheap. But you just add that to your booking, and that will be in your room. And that's got a sort of professional camera and speakers and a microphone that can pick up a whole room.
Now, Rob, for those who might be looking for a space longer term, anything available at the moment?
Yep, we do. We've got an office coming up, I think, at the end of this month. I have a feeling that the current people may want to stay. But, at the end of this month, we've got an office available. It'll be suitable for one or two people, and very affordable at $7,000 plus GST a year. And that's inclusive of your tea and coffee and your Wi-Fi and your electricity and the use of those interview rooms at no additional cost. I was able to do a comparison against a similar place recently, and it's about half the price of similar commercial places.
Well, why wouldn't you take a look at that? And speaking of taking a look at it, can we find out more about Dunedin Community House online?
Yes, you can. You can visit dch.org.nz. We've got a lovely new website there, and we are building an app. Shortly, there will be a link on there, which will be Directory of Dunedin Community House, which have details of all of the organisations that work here and easy ways of getting in touch with them. You know, all the details of those meeting rooms and simple ways of booking online as well.
Rob Tiger with Dunedin Community House, our house guest today. No doubt, Rob, we'll catch up with you over the coming weeks on further editions of House Guest. Anything you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
I guess just we're here. We're available. If you look at the website and it's not entirely clear, we have what you need. Give us a call, get in touch, let's have a chat, because things are flexible. Our job is to help nonprofits. You know, it's not to build something and say, do you like it or not? And so we want your input. If we don't have what you need, we want to know what you need so that we can work towards it.
Great to catch up with you, Rob. Thanks for joining us for today's edition of House Guest.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for nonprofits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.